Hi there. The word for you today is on the call to leadership. In Exodus 17 verse 5, we read the Lord said, "Go on before the people. To be a good leader, you must do these two things. Number one, spend time with the people." For 400 years, the children of Israel had been leaderless. As a result, they had no identity or self-worth. Actually, they had a slave mentality. So Moses often walked among them. Why? Because sheep gain confidence by smelling the shepherd's scent and rubbing up against him. You getting the idea? Look, if you're afraid to get close to your people, maybe it's because you have too much to hide, like pride or insecurity or a particular weakness. Only when people feel truly valued will they value and follow you. The second thing, however, is get out ahead of the people. First, spend time with them, but there comes a point where you've got to get out ahead of them. And how do you know when it's time to move to new territory? Well, the Bible says in Exodus 17, verse 3, the people murmured against Moses. Why? Because there was no water where they were, and thirsty sheep always complain. Here's the point. When the murmuring starts, you may have spent too long socializing. It's time to transition. Verse 5 and 6 of Exodus 17, we read, "The Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it." When you stop trying to fit in and get out ahead of the people, God will give you supernatural resources equal to the challenge you're facing. No vision is permanently stopped by lack of finances, but by a lack of faith and courage and a willingness to step out and take risks. Hey, when you're willing to do that, you'll discover that Philippians 4:19, the well-known promise, God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. According to what? His riches. And they're available when you're willing to get out of your comfort zone and act boldly.